Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Good evening.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Here's another late development, and this news keeps coming in.
And now for something completely different.
You're part of the internet.
I'm your host, B-Dub.
This is Moose.
Ladies and gentlemen, degenerate news.
It's a chemical that absorbs all of the sun's rays.
I mean, that's pretty fucking spectacular.
Instead of packing sunscreen, just pack a spatula. And as they're sitting there roasting, just flip your little toddler over.
And welcome to Degenerate News, everybody. I'm the host, B-Dub.
I'm Moose, the other guy.
The other guy, the Moose with the most. We also have a good friend of ours, Richard Charlton from Damascus, USA, on with us today. How you doing, bud?
What's up, brother?
Hey. So, we got a fun-filled show for y'all this evening. We're going to talk about some fun stuff. I'm excited because we actually have some halfway decent articles in the news today. How about you, Moose? Are you excited?
Fuck yeah, man. This is like a reunion show.
Yeah, it is. So, we'll do a quick little introduction of our guest. Mr. Charlton was a fellow comrade of ours, mine and Moose's, that is, that served with us up in Fort Drum for many a years and deployed with us. Had good times drinking and not driving and
other stuff. We'll leave it at that.
Correct. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, what you're doing right now? Your military history is pretty much the same as ours. You did a little bit more afterwards, but just give us a quick bio so everyone knows about you.
Oh, what's up, guys? Yeah, this is Richard. I'm the owner of Damascus, USA. We're a knife company out of Tyner, North Carolina. It's the smallest county in the state, so you probably haven't heard of it. My dad, he's also a disabled veteran. He's been out for about 40 years now, but he started the business back in 1978. I recently got out in October of 16, so I'm kind of new to the civilian world, but I'm loving it so far. I'm running the knife business now. I did almost 9 years active duty before I got out. But, yeah. Now I'm running a knife business full time. You can check us out on Facebook and Instagram or our website, www.damascususa.com, for some of our custom knives and stuff like that.
Right on. Very cool.
If you want to...
Yeah, no, for sure. And just so everyone's aware, our good friend does live down in the south, and they have gotten hit with storms. So we are getting a little bit of shoddy frequency from the phone, but I think it's doable, and I think we're going to keep him on so he can spread the word on what he's doing in the later segment in the show. So welcome. Glad to have you. It's good to catch up a little bit with you, and we'll talk. So I think we're going to jump in so that way we don't screw the pooch and not give you much time to talk at the end of the show. So we're going to jump on in to our first segment, Incoming. All right. So.
Yeah, what do you got tonight, B-Dub?
Got some pretty interesting articles going on. Something a little different. We're going to go with some different headlines. Looks like the State Department confirms a plan to ban U.S. citizens from visiting North Korea. Why this hasn't happened already, I'm not certain.
I was just about to say, it's about fucking time.
Well, and you know, with all the other issues going on, with them trying to blow things up and you know, trying to start their unicorn military, you know, and then killing kids for taking posters off of a wall. You know, I think it's due time that we do this, but it says here in a brief statement, the U.S. government will ban American citizens from traveling to North Korea, citing safety and security concerns. The State Department confirmed the new restriction on Friday after Young Pioneer Tours, which organized Otto Warmbier's fateful visit to North Korea, announced the pending move. Warmbier's trip to Pariah Nation ended in detention, imprisonment, and catastrophic head injury that ultimately resulted in death after being released and deported to the U.S. last month. As you know, this is not a very happy place to go. I didn't even realize that we were able to go.
Yeah, that's the real question. Why would you want to go?
Exactly. It's
you run a real big risk of just being arrested for shits and giggles and then fucking tortured and then sent back here on a deathbed. So
exactly.
Hey, that sounds like a blast. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Right.
It sounds like a whole lot of fun if you don't know what any of that is.
It's so true. in another article, looks like Ford's got some fun explaining and issues that they have to deal with right now. $1 million in marijuana was found in a brand new Ford Fusions that were shipped up to Ohio. Says here CNN World, or excuse me, word on the street is new Ford Fusions are dope, but not in the way that you think. Did you see what they did there? That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go visit a Ford dealership soon.
Yeah, right? Authorities are looking into how marijuana worth $1 million was hidden in trunks of brand new Mexican-made Ford Fusions at a dealership in Ohio. According to Silverio Balzano, agent in charge of the Drug Enforcement Administration's Youngstown office, the cars were manufactured at a Ford plant in Hermosillo, Sonora, Mexico. If I said that wrong, cool. And were shipped by rail into a CSX yard in Lordstown, Ohio, Balzano said. Investigators are trying to discover where along the supply line the marijuana was packed into the cars and who failed to retrieve it. Likelihood that they're going to figure that one out. Cartel
I guess they have a union now.
Oh, really?
Well, I guess they're unionized. That must be how they got into the Ford trucks.
Yeah, seriously. I guess they got to have a separate living as well.
Yeah. It actually says here, farther down in the article, mm-hmm. that Ford actually investigated themselves, and it says that it's not on their end. It's they actually set up some observation in their internal shipping yards in their factories, and it's not happening there. It's happening somewhere along the way. So nice. Ford is as much out of the loop as the DEA in this case.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, and, you know, there's so many other significant, you know, traffic patterns and paths that these guys take. This is a very small, you know, shipment compared to what else they do. Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. So keeping in tradition with our adding in airplane stories, because recently it's been all the rage, I ended up finding quite the interesting article. American Airlines says past gas did not cause flight evacuation. Now, this is a follow-up story to an original release where an American Airlines stated that the plane was evacuated due to the expulsion of gas from a passenger. It has now been corrected that there was issues with the mechanical functions of the plane, causing a smell of gas odor to come into the cockpits and spread throughout the plane. But they wanted to clarify that it was not past gas.
That would have been one hell of a silent but deadly man.
I mean, I'll be honest, I've smelt Moose's ass in a time or two, you know, and it could very well clear a plane. So, Yeah.
I mean, hell, if that was me, I would claim that shit. I mean, that's a talent right there, man.
You would think they'd be prepared for it if they've ever flown a plane full of dudes back from Kuwait after sweating out there for a couple of hours waiting on the plane.
Oh, I remember coming back. Those planes they smelled. There was definitely a good smell coming from them.
It smells like a giant taint flying through the sky.
That's a great way to put it. So let's see here. I got coffee with Viagra-like ingredient recalled after FDA discovered it. Looks like Albert Yee said the coffee is everywhere you look in the densely packed vendor stalls along avenues in Malaysia cities. An instant mix with a natural ingredient similar to what's found in Viagra that helps men with erectile dysfunction, and Yee wanted a piece of that action. Let's see here.
Sounds like a party in a bag.
I guess so. Basically, there's some form of root that has desmethyl carbodenophil, which is some form of boner rager.
Well, it's similar to the ingredient the main ingredient of Viagra. Mm-hmm. And it says here, it looks like the manufacturers used it to cut into the coffee because the main root or something they used was really difficult to harvest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, be coffee. Be careful drinking your coffee. Because you might wind up knocking your cup over. That's, that'd be a hell of a cup of coffee, though.
Like I said, man, party in a bag.
Definitely a great way to wake up, I guess.
That's right. Oh, man. And our last story of this segment was actually kind of surprising to me. 8 found dead, about 30 injured, are found in hot semi-trailer in Texas in a horrific human trafficking incident. As a lot of people know, and a lot of people don't know because they don't really follow up on it, and it's not really in the news very often, human trafficking is a very big thing that's going on in the United States. It turns out that they found 8 people dead and 30 others injured inside a brutally hot semi-trailer parked in Walmart parking lot in San Antonio. Supposedly it was a horrific scene. Police described the incident as an apparent human trafficking crime. Authorities became aware of the truck overnight after Walmart employee, who had been approached by someone who had been in the truck asking for water, notified police of the interaction. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus said this morning at a press conference alongside other officials from the city. Inside the semi-trailer, authorities found 8 dead bodies as well as 20 other people who were extremely critical condition or very serious condition. 8 others suffering lesser injuries like heat stroke and dehydration. The San Antonio Fire Chief Charles Hood told press this morning there were 38 people total inside the truck. There was also 2 that were school-aged children. The truck had no working air conditioning system, and temperatures were topping 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That's pretty wild. I don't really know what else to say about it. I mean, it's a pretty shitty situation.
Yeah, I mean, the shit you go through to try and make your life a little better.
Yeah, man. I mean... But, you know, and the thing is a lot of the times, and it's surprising it's not said more, but there's actually a very large amount of human trafficking just within the United States, not including your illegals coming into the states. There's a lot of exportation as well for prostitution, things of that sort. So, I guess just stay vigilant. There's always something.
Well, yeah, watch your 6, and if you see something, say something, man.
That's right. That is fucking
We need to let Liam Neeson know so he can go handle him.
That's right. Because he will find you, and he will kill you. So
he has a very particular set of skills.
That's right, he does. I love it. Well, that concludes our first segment of the show. It sounds like our guest here is having a good time and chiming in a little bit. I like that. That's good stuff. So, now's when I usually ask, how's everyone's week going? Moose, you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm not doing too bad, man. Cool. This week went by pretty quick.
Yep.
Today is my Saturday, even though it is Sunday. So
Makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it's about it, man. It's cool. Beautiful weather here. About 74 degrees, breezy. It's nice. Not sweating my tits off anymore.
Good.
How about you?
Lucky you. My tits are sweating profusely as we speak.
Not mine, man. I got my air conditioning cranked down to a nice, calm 70 degrees.
Yeah, well, I don't have reception unless I'm outside of the house on my front porch, so.
Oh, well, congratulations.
I don't quite have that luxury right now.
Nah, that's all right. The things you'll do to interact with the veteran community, I mean, it's outstanding, and we are very grateful for you.
Yeah,
man, I mean, my week's been going. Oh, yeah, well, we're glad to have you. my week's been okay thus far. I mean, we pretty busy getting things finalized and finished up for the next retreat to head out to the ranch. Busy at work. Just keeping it real here at home, doing good shit and, you know, trying to get on positive. The show. Huh?
I said trying to stay positive.
That's right. I'm always positive. I'm not necessarily always happy, but I'm always positive. But I look forward to coming
better
on.
Than no motivation.
That's right. You know, I look forward to talking with Moose and planning a show and getting on here to talk to you fucking morons and getting out there with the degenerate community and hopefully getting more followers. Moose, I didn't tell you we finally broke 100 people on Instagram, and we are 10 people away from breaking 100 on Facebook. So, I mean, I guess that means we're getting somewhere in the world.
If I had a party popper, I would use it right now.
Yeah, that's I'm still how trying excited to figure I am. That out. We need to get party poppers. Just...
I've got a 9mm party popper. It's inside my waistband right now.
Oh, yeah? What kind is
But I don't think my neighbors would appreciate that.
Nah, no one cares. So you're doing all right then there, good sir?
Oh, yeah. Living the dream, man. Good. Working the forge. I mean, trying to catch up on back orders. But, hey, I mean, having back orders, I mean, somebody likes my shit. So right apparently on. We're getting out there some way.
Good. Good, and can only go up from here. So, I guess that we should probably hop into our next segment. We will kind of shoot off and rattle off some good shit here. A lot of stuff you've probably already heard about. Okay, so I guess we're going to move into our next segment. Suppressive fire.
Requesting suppressive fire.
All right. Moose, you got some articles open up there for us?
Yeah, I got one here. This one badass bitch let's see if I can get this right. Hayza Shenkal, was taken prisoner by ISIS in the summer of 2014. Spent a couple years being bought, sold, traded, smuggled around as a sex slave. Finally got liberated, and then joined the freedom fighting group that liberated her, and now she's hunting down militants.
That's fucking awesome.
Hell yeah. That's a pile of badassery right there, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it's not an uncommon thing out there that the ladies are out kicking ass. I mean, these broads are... They're not a force to be...
Modern American feminists could take some notes, that's for sure.
No shit. very much agree on that one. Well, very cool. Looks like the Canada's Governor General touches the Queen in a breach of a royal protocol to ensure she did not slip. So most people don't know, because I didn't know. I guess that there is a royal rule that you are not to touch the Queen. She is sacred. However, in an effort to protect the Queen, the Canadian governor decided to hold on to her elbow and allow her to walk down the stairs and not fall. So I guess he was being a gentleman, which is, I guess, a good thing. But it caused some attention and definitely some issues were looked at, but he did not get in any trouble. So, yeah. Cool. I'll go with another one, Moose.
Go for it.
This is one we're going to kind of chat a little bit about, but girl left in tears after she's fined for selling lemonade. A British man and his young daughter have gained international attention for being fined for selling lemonade. Andre Spicer and his 5-year-old daughter was left in tears after local council officers fined her £150. That's also $195 for selling lemonade without a license near their home in London. The girl was selling homemade lemonade to fans attending the Lovebox Dance Festival when she was fined. The 4 officers approached the girl and began speaking in technical legal terms, telling her that her lemonade stand infringed on local business rights. Halfway through the interaction with the officers, Spicer said his daughter burst into tears and said, "I've done a bad thing, Daddy. I've done something wrong." I am fucking disgusted by the story.
Wow. Yeah, man. This is kind of like arresting a bunch of Girl Scouts trying to you know, set up shop on the corner of a street someplace.
Yeah, I mean,
see, that wouldn't happen though, because they like the Girl Scout cookies.
Well, I mean, who doesn't like lemonade? I mean, if her lemonade fucking sucked, then yeah, I could understand. Or if she charged $2 a cup and the officer felt like he got ripped off. I mean, yeah, sure, maybe. But
I mean, come on. Who didn't sell lemonade growing up as a kid? Hey, I want a new bike or a set of rollerblades. All right, yeah, go. If you find the money, go ahead. Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, I agree completely. It's just modern day bureaucracy and government reaching where it shouldn't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if it would have been the case that I knew that they were going to be fining my daughter, which also technically I guess would be fining myself, I would have told her to go punch him in the nuts. So that way she gets fined for something worthy of getting fined for.
I mean, this is...
£150 per nut. Let's do it, man.
Yeah.
Let's
do it. Yeah, I mean, this is a big difference, though. I mean, this is... What? How old is she? This is a 5-year-old girl selling lemonade to people on a hot-ass motherfucking day.
Yeah.
This isn't, you know, El Chapo smuggling in fucking sweet tea from Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
That's some awesome sweet tea.
But you know what I'm saying? There's a big difference there, and I think shit needs to get sorted out big time.
I mean, common sense is not common anymore. It's a fucking superpower. Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of at a loss for this one, B-Dub.
Yeah, I know. It's more shameful. It's whatever.
Totally blows my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Arnold Palmer's going to take a real big hit from Sally Cotton Shorts about this one, let me tell you.
No shit. Anywho, Alabama hunter shoots down an 820-pound wild hog in his front yard. This one was kind
of a lot of bacon.
Yeah, this thing was, I mean, and you see the picture of it, it is fucking massive. The hunter in southern Alabama bagged and tagged the trophy animal of his life when he discovered an 820-pound wild hog on his front lawn. Wade Sago, a deer hunter and taxidermist in Sampson, said he knew something was up outside his house July 11th when his dog started barking and wouldn't stop. His daughter began screaming as he got up to check on his dog, Cruiser. I jumped up to see what was going on, Sago explained to the news site. I looked out the back window and saw nothing, so I ran to the front of the house where my daughter was looking out the window. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. He discovered Cruiser barking at the massive wild hog, which was about 5 yards from his family's front porch. Cruiser had a huge hog confused with all of the barking and movement, Wade continued. It was not a good situation. Fearing the worst, he grabbed his .38 caliber revolver, went back onto the front porch, and took 3 shots to take the hog down before it hit the ground. But he ended up getting it.
Shoot it with a bigger gun, Jesus. My wife shoots a .38. What the fuck, dude?
That's right. I don't know, man. He clearly was in the heat of the moment. He probably grabbed what was right there. But the next day, the sharpshooter took the hog to a nearby peanut company to use its scales to weigh the wild beast. When it weighed in at the whopping 820 pounds, he was pretty astonished. It had tusk-like teeth that were 6 inches or 15 centimeters long. And then it goes on to just telling how much damage they cause. Just about everyone in the country knows and understands that these fucking animals are destroying a lot of our great areas and lands, especially farmlands out in the south, and not good stuff. So it's fair game. Free bacon for everyone.
Yeah, only in America, Second Amendment brings you bacon.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That's about
it. Right? So, a Cambodia widow sees her dead husband in a 5-month-old calf. That's correct. She sees her husband in a fucking cow. Yeah.
Now, this one seems kind of odd at first, but I'm going to let you go ahead and explain there, B-Dub.
Yeah, I mean, basically, the gist of the story is that she felt that her husband was reincarnated into this calf. Says that the calf acts very much like her husband did when he was alive. Very strange. The calf goes straight upstairs, goes around the house, lays in the bed. I mean, it's very much like her husband. It is attractive.
As long as this doesn't make a bestiality turn, I'm all for the story.
No, I don't think it does. Although,
at the same time, that is a very weird husband if it's acting like a goat and the goat's acting like him.
It's a cow.
Yeah.
Oh, cow. Sorry. A cow would be a calf.
This isn't Afghanistan.
My wife calls me a cow all the time. Or a pig. Does that make me a pig?
Essentially, though, it is now attracting hundreds of people a day. They are coming out. Cambodia is 95% Buddhist and may believe the soul of a person can be reincarnated after death, and a lot of times that can be done into animals. Why a cow? I don't know, but I thought it was a pretty interesting.
Aren't they like a holy figure in their religion or something?
I believe in India the cow is considered sacred.
Well, they're Buddhist in India, aren't they? Or is it Hindu?
Hindu, usually, but I guess it's a form of it, so sure. I mean, it could be sacred. And our final story of the segment, a woman gives birth to baby in backseat of an Uber. It never happens this fast, is the title that's given on MSN News. Pregnant woman in California may have been hoping for a fast birth, but maybe not this fast. Erica Davidovich was on her way to the hospital in an Uber Sunday when she gave birth to a baby boy in the backseat of the car. She said, "I didn't push." I told NBC News, "Nothing happened. Somehow the gravity, the baby just slid out."
Like a hot dog down a hallway.
Yeah, it's no shit, right? Supposedly her husband caught the baby.
I bet Uber wishes he had invested in seat covers after that.
No shit, Jesus. Right? Like, there's got to be some kind of compensation charge that can be given for that, like, you know.
All I can think, all I can picture is that scene from Men in Black where he's pulled over on the side of the road.
Yeah, the little octopus-looking baby.
I mean, but we're literally talking, like, she's stating she didn't push, the baby essentially just slid and came right out. Pretty fantastic. I mean, it makes for a quick labor, I guess.
I bet she was excited and happy about that. I don't think the Uber driver was quite as excited, though. No. Looking through the rear view just to Stewie Griffin coming out twirling a cane, you know what I mean?
I would have loved to have seen it.
I mean, whatever happened to calling an ambulance?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's like a state-provided Uber for pregnant women.
I know.
Well, so that covers up the last of that segment. I think we're going to take ourselves into our first break, and then we'll come back. We'll do a little bit more chatting on some updated articles. Moose Storytime with Moose is going to be presented by Moose. And then we are going to move into our Blue Force Tracker segment, where we're going to have Damascus USA owner on to speak about his business and what he's doing and some future things going on there. So everyone, make sure you come back. Stay tuned. Here's some incredible and fascinating information from DV.
DV Radio.
My DVStore.com. Bid will begin with item 69-1776. Can I get stickers?
Nope.
I got a Gale for your country decal. Gale for your country decal. Who here a t-shirt? Anyone with a t-shirt? Nope. Let me get a bacon eating card of crazy bastard t-shirt.
Nope.
Now I got a mug, DV mugs, I got mugs. Let me hear DV Farm Coin with DV Coins. DV Farm Coins with DV Coins. Gone once, gone twice. Sold to my DVStore.com.
DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house, from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome, from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now. Oh, ah.
DV Radio. And welcome back to Degenerate News. This is your host, B-Dub.
Back with Moose.
That's back with Moose and our good friend Charlton with Damascus USA. How you doing?
Living the dream.
That's right. So for all of you great bastards that didn't catch the first part of our show, we had some interesting stuff that we talked about. I won't spoil it, so make sure you check us out on our podcast when it comes out. You can hit us up on our website, www.degeneratenews.net. You can also follow the podcast as well through dvradio.net and their Podbean app. It is also comes out on Google Play as well as iTunes, and in the future will be available on so many other things. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully you enjoyed your brief words from the DV side, and everything was fantastic and beautiful. We are bringing nature into the house this evening with our good friend down in the south. If you hear the birds chirping, that's why. Because he gets absolutely no reception and no signal anywhere other than a corner on his porch. So we are opening our arms and welcoming him as well as his surrounding animals into the show this evening. Moose!
What's up, man?
Why don't you give us a little run-in into your segment, and we can kind of kick it off.
All right. Story time with Moose?
Yeah.
What, does Moose get to do a story time?
Sure. I'll let you
all do right, here it goes. Moose. Story time with Moose.
Yay, story time.
All right. So, I don't know if you fuckers heard or remember, but a while back, this company out in Great Britain sent out a poll where it asked people to submit names for a boat that was going to be commissioned. And the most popular name for that boat was Bodie McBoatface.
I recall this.
You recall this? All right. Well, this kind of goes into the same thing. The Swedes, they're not fucking it up. Unlike the Brits, who rejected the name Bodie McBoatface for the new vessel. Some Swedes out there did the same thing for a new train. Guess what happened? Fucking Trainy McTrainface. And they're not being cunts about it. Guess what the new train's being named?
Trainy McTrainface.
Trainy McFaint. Yep, Trainy McTrainface.
I fucking love it. That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
That is fantastic.
Super it's awesome, right?
Spectacular.
Yep.
That's a win. I mean, it's a win for common sense.
All right. Yep. The name Trainy McTrainface won 49% of the vote, and the train itself, Mr. Trainy, I will like to call it, will run between the Swedish capital of Stockholm and Gothenburg, the country's second biggest city. Yep.
Cool.
So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I like that.
People actually get what they want out of an election, huh?
Train.
What's that?
It's an easy way for you not to forget the name of your train.
Yeah. It's also, I think, the first time people actually got what the fuck they wanted out of an election, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a rare thing, let me tell you.
Right. Oh, man. The next one I got for you bastards. This one's kind of funny. Family awakened by 15 pounds of sausages crashing onto their roof. Down in Florida, family was sleeping all nice and cozy in their beds, and in the wee hours of Saturday morning, were awoken by 15 pounds of frozen meat that crashed onto their roof. They went outside to investigate, found two packages of frozen Italian pork sausage on the side of their home, and three more on the roof. walked over, inspected it, looked at the label, looked up the company, gave them a call. They don't know how the meat landed on the roof. The seller, or the person that shipped it, has no idea how it got there. The buyer, still looking for his shipment. And the owner is just kind of looking there, you know, shaking his head, doesn't know what to think about it.
Well, I'd stock my fridge.
Well, that, I mean, hey, why not, right?
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, Christmas came early.
That's right.
I mean, at the same time, it is a kind of, you know, kind of a scary way to wake up, hear a bunch of loud banging, and walk outside, found a big pile of bologna sitting there on the front porch.
And it's not just sausage. I'm looking at this, and there's pork chops and some shoulder. I mean, this is all a bunch of different cuts. The sausage does not look appetizing. It's like almost black. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it doesn't look very fun, but I mean, it
looks spoiled.
Yeah.
Cool.
Beggars can't be choosers, and if it gets given to you, why not grill it up, right?
That's right. Oh, shit.
All right.
So what else you got for us, big dog?
The last one I got for you tonight. Sorry about that. Delivery truck just dropped something off. Last one I got for you tonight is the mystery of the Russian tortoise. All right. Steve, tortoise from Russia, went missing. That's right. Tortoise went missing. If anybody figures out how a tortoise can run away, y'all let me know. But as far as the story goes, Steve, a bit of a rebel, somehow managed to escape his home here in Massachusetts. Then his family moved away. Steve's owner, Daniela, definitely terrified, scared for Steve, didn't want to move without him. Ended up moving out to, let's see, where'd they move to? Sorry, I just had it. I think they went to California. And then someone in their hometown found a tortoise walking around their front lawn, called Animal Control. Animal Control went through their files, found Steve's owner, and they're coming back to get Steve. How awesome is that?
That is pretty awesome. I'd have to say that is one wacky little turtle. Not just so everyone understands, if you don't know how big a Russian tortoise is, they are not like your normal large tortoise. They are actually small, like a normal size of a turtle, just with a little bit bigger shell. But they're cool little bastards.
Yeah, they're only about 5 inches long.
Of everything else in Russia.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. This one was part of KGB, and
yeah, Steve measures in at a whopping 5 inches long, 4 inches wide, and surprisingly enough, as big of a rebel as Steve is, he will still hide inside his shell if you pick him up.
What a pussy. Typical Russians.
I don't know. So, I mean, as a... Still kind of a mystery as to how or why he got away, but they are reunited and living happily out in California now.
Right on. Very cool. Well, I that was a great story time with Moose. I would have
fucking groundbreaking, bro. I'm telling you.
It was. Absolutely fan-fucking-tastic. All right, everyone. So I guess that's going to end story time with Moose until next week, when I'm sure he's going to pull out some fantastic information from the deepest, darkest parts of the internet that most of you are too scared to go to. Alrighty, so I think we're going to jump on in, knock out our next segment, so that way we can talk to this fantastic feller about his wicked knives. So we're going to jump right in to our next segment, Fall In. Everybody, for all you active folks, even your retired ones, anyone that feels that they need to stay in with the updated information and news that's going on around our world and what's interfering with our militaries, this is the segment to get the information you need. I only got a few stories for you this week. Looks like Turkey leaked out some U.S. military data that put troops' lives at risk, stated the Pentagon. Pentagon slammed the Turkish government on Wednesday for releasing a state-run news service report pinpointing the locations of 10 U.S. military posts in Syria. The Anadolu, or Dulu, if I mess that up, I don't care. But anyways, the agency published the report on Wednesday, and the Pentagon wasted little time responding, saying the release of such information threatens the lives of U.S. service members fighting ISIS. The release of sensitive information from the military exposes coalition forces to unnecessary risk and has the potential to disrupt ongoing operations to defeat ISIS. A U.S. military spokesman told Fox News, "ISIS is the greatest threat to regional stability, and it is critical that all parties operating in Syria remain focused on what's most important, the annihilation of ISIS." I agree. Annihilate ISIS. I think you couldn't have used better terminology in that. Annihilation. So that was some information. Now a lot of you are probably like, oh yeah, you know, but if we're there, they already know we're there. You know, it's not like you're telling someone a secret. We're not there hiding. Most of the time they know we're there, but the military tends to think that by broadcasting it raises the threat level. So there's that little tidbit. Do you have any of these pulled up, Moose? You want to talk about one or two of them?
Yeah, the next one actually kind of... I think a growing theme we have here. Past couple weeks, we've covered stories that where the wonderful, wonderful women of this country have stepped up and put the their boots on the road, on the ground.
That's right.
Yeah, this one here. A few weeks ago we covered the Cav Scout one.
Yep.
Last week we did. What was the one last week?
No fucking clue.
I can't remember. We did one last week too. This one, buckle them up, because there are the first woman has applied to the to be a part of the SEAL special boat unit team, which is pretty badass.
Yeah. So, essentially, this is the integration that the military has been pushing to allow women to perform tasks in combat armed situations and more advanced levels of the military. It says here, more than a year after a mandate for the Pentagon opened previously closed ground combat and special operations jobs to women, officials say the Navy has its first female candidates for its most elite special warfare roles. Two women were in boot camp as candidates for the Navy's all-enlisted special warfare combatant craft crewman program. Naval Special Warfare Center Deputy Commander Captain Christian Dunbar told members of the Defense Advisory Committee on Women in the service in June. Another woman, whose sources say is a junior in an ROTC program at an unnamed college, has applied for a spot in the SEAL officer selection process for fiscal year 2018, which begins October 1st, and is set to complete an early step in the pipeline special operations assessment and selection later this summer. So, to keep it short, sweet, and simple, I think it's fucking awesome, and I can guarantee you that the SEAL training will not differentiate between male or female. So these young ladies are looking to step up and be a part of something that has probably been one of the most difficult and challenging military programs. I commend you for your willpower and more power to you. I hope you make it through, and I hope you you do us right, because they're not going to help you get through by any means.
ISIS doesn't give a shit what you are, so fucking bring them hell.
That's right. Now, I can tell you that there's going to be a lot of military members, especially people in the SEAL community, that are not going to be welcoming this with open arms, but you signed a contract, so you got to fucking deal with it, basically. I think personally that as long as they can handle it, they can step up, and they can keep up, then there's a role for them. I can tell.
Don't be mad they got bigger balls than you, man.
That's true. I mean, they got to step up and deal with us 99% of the time on top of learning their job and dealing with everything. So, you know, I
commend them for their efforts. If they can hang, let them hang. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Prove a lot of people wrong.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just like that movie Jane. G.I. Jane.
Maybe I'll remember. I wouldn't fuck with her.
She, you know, she went through and she got her ass beat. She took it. And, you know, so hopefully that comes out. That's right. That's right. So moving on to our next topic. With Marines aid, Afghan troops retake Helmand province from the Taliban. So that's actually surprising. I'm not.
Haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah, I'm not too sure how to take that one. It says here in a brief statement, key district in Afghanistan's Helmand province that was taken by insurgents last year is now back under Afghan army control. U.S. Marines deployed to Helmand announced Monday. The Nawa district, just west of the Helmand's capital city and regional police headquarters in Lashkargah, was overrun by the Taliban last August, according to the multiple media reports. The loss dealt a blow to the hard-pressed Afghan National Army forces and raised questions about whether they would be able to maintain control of any part of Helmand. With Nawa in enemy hands, civilian aircraft were unable to land at Bost, the airfield outside of Lashkargah, and the security of the city, a civilian population center, was at greater jeopardy. During a two-day operation that included airstrikes from U.S. F-16 Fighting Falcons and AH-64 Apache helicopters, Afghan troops successfully wrestled control of the district from the occupiers, reclaiming the district center earlier Monday, according to the release. So that's big news. Hopefully it's it's true. And then I'm going to do one, and then I guess we'll have Moose finish us out. So it looks like Hawaii is rolling out preparedness plan for North Korean missile attack. The state of Hawaii is formulating a preparedness plan for a North Korean missile attack, much to the dismay of the state's tourism boosters. We do not want to cause any undue stress for the public, Says the Hawaii's Emergency Management Agency Administrator said in a statement on Thursday, but we cannot wait to begin our public information campaign to ensure that Hawaii residents will know what to do in such an event occurs. The full plan for campaign will be unveiled Friday, according to Hawaii News Now. The preparation, while reportedly not involving the sort of duck and cover drills of the early cold era across the United States where school children hid under their desks, will include evacuation drills for school students and public service announcements that say get inside, stay inside, and stay tuned. The Honolulu Star Advisor stated, quoting officials. So, I mean, I think it's great. I don't think there's any reason why anyone should, you know, be worried or, you know, not want to go there, or this could deter anyone from going there. If you know anything about anything, you know that they are, you know, they're in a pretty prime area to be targeted by anyone from that side of the country. So, cool beans. So we got a couple minutes to finish out this, Moose, if you want to do the last one here, and then we can move on, or do you want me to do it, or what?
Yeah, go ahead and start it off. My computer kind of had a glitch.
Yeah, that's fine. So for you, currently out of the military, or you're getting ready to step away and begin your civilian career, MilitaryTimes.com posted an article, How to Build a Better Post-Service Beard. Our experts weigh in. When some service members put the uniform away, the razor goes away with it. Once troops escape the grooming regulations that have kept their facial hair in check, they are more than ready to embrace the scruff. Styles and lengths might vary, but beards serve as a way to mark the move into civilian sector. Facial hair may not rank high among the transition concerns of most service members, but many who grow beards will be doing so for the first time with regular.
I think it has to do a lot more with, I don't know, like comfort. Or like a rebellion, maybe.
Yeah.
As someone who has embraced the whole beardology movement.
Well, yeah. I mean, supposedly
I can tend to agree with that. I mean, you've been told however long you've been in the military, from the first day of basic until the last day you ETS, hey, you need to shave every morning or we are going to drag your skull on the pavement outside of troop.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much their way of saying fuck you when they're out. Because, I mean, who's going to see you? All the people you were in the military with are going to see you on Facebook or Instagram or something with your amazing beard while they're still dealing with razor burn and bullshit every day.
Exactly. Huh. So I personally think it's one way to kind of lessen the blow of all the bullshit that the civilian world makes you jump through, in order to try and get your military experience to actually mean something.
And you learn a lot of these guys, especially like me joining. I was just starting to shave when I joined the military. And I mean, to not have the opportunity to grow, you know, anything for so long, being able to, we got some crazy action over there. Did Charlton fall off his porch?
No, sorry, that was me. My earphones got caught on side of my computer. Apologize.
No worries. But I had anyway, a Moose moment.
Leave me alone.
Nah, it's fine. Moose is our special guy, so we let him be. All right, so we're coming tight on time here, so I'm going to finish it out. We will have the links posted for all of these on the website, so as you're going through, you're more than welcome to follow through the show and look at the articles as we go about it. But I think that's going to conclude that segment, and we're going to move into our final segment and allow our fucking awesome guests to come on and talk a little bit about some of the cool shit that they're doing. So, that's going to take us into our final segment, Blue Force Tracker.
What's up, guys? This is Richard. I was blessed to get a call from these guys to be featured on their show today. I'm really excited. You can check us out at DamascusUSA.com, all one word. We have a Facebook and an Instagram, too, that are just getting off their feet, but they're already making a huge difference. My dad started the business back in 1978 when he retired from law enforcement out of Southern California, and before that, he was an 8-year Navy vet. Don't ask me why. I'm not sure why he was in the Navy, but whatever. Everybody makes a mistake. But
I won't say anything.
Yeah, I got out in October of 16 after eight and a half years, almost 9 years, as a 19 Delta Cavalry Scout in the United States Army. Best damn job I ever had. And I got to serve with Moose and B-Dub over there. Back to the business, though. I mean, it's really simple. I mean, we make knives 100% handmade in the United States, Damascus steel. It's impossible to describe over radio. You'll have to see the pictures, really, to get a feel for what it really is. But, I mean, that's what we do. My dad's done it since 78. I've done it with him since I was old enough to pick up a hammer. I remember being out in the friggin' barn practicing on railroad spikes and the blades on a lawnmower. I mean, you got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
But since then, I mean, my dad would be nice for 3 presidents, and we're working on a knife for Donald Trump right now, even though some folks might not like him. I mean, he still deserves a knife. He is our president.
That's right.
What else? I mean, we've worked with organizations like Safari Club International, the National Rifle Association. We've done knives for Buck and Cabela's and Harley Owners Group. I mean, we're already out there, but we needed to push it onto the social media spectrum, and I think that's really made a difference lately.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we provide a 15% discount, which is better than most I've seen on the internet, for all of our veterans, law enforcement, first responders. I think they appreciate that. And you also have the option of taking that 15% and donating it to a fundraiser of your choice. We prefer to donate to Strong Point Fine Art Ranch, which our good buddy B-Dub over here is a huge supporter of.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, I mean, really, there's not much to say, but there's plenty to look at. Check out our website, Facebook, Instagram. Give us a peek. If you have any questions, feel free to DM me on there. I'm usually available. Even
so
if I'm in the
like
shop,
you guys are just having, sorry. It sounds like you guys are just having a whole lot of fun hanging out, doing what you love, and making some really high quality things, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got competitors that are trying to copy us out of China and India, Pakistan, all over the place that try to do what we do. But you put our stuff next to theirs any day of the week, and you can see the quality difference in the two. Mm-hmm. I mean, American made versus their stuff.
Yeah, I fell in love with these, as you know, and I've been filled with questions from day one and just trying to know and understand how this process goes, because up until recently, I'd never really looked into Damascus before. I actually always thought it was a type of a print that was put onto the blade until I got my my learn on with you. I actually don't have these knives yet, but I have gotten some ordered in, and I will be able to give my personal review on them here soon. But just looking at the quality, you can see the amount of effort put into these. It's actually kind of mind-blowing, and the fact that they can really do whatever you need them to do. They're very universal as far as what their capabilities are. And just to touch on for the public, do you offer any other styles, or is it just knives? Like, do you do, you know, hatchets or, you know, swords, things like that?
Oh, yeah, we do everything. I mean, we've done everything from little pendants and stuff, like the Brownie Buck sticker that you see so commonly on the back of people's cars. We've copied that in Damascus. We've made bottle openers. We've done hatchets, like you were saying, traditional smoking hawks that are legitimate pipe that you could smoke out of, and a hatchet combined like the native hatchets. We've done Viking axes. We've done everything from those small pendants up to full-size swords. I mean, sword shields. I mean, if we had an order for what we do and you wanted, we could do a full suit of armor if you really wanted us to. It's all a matter of what you want. The sky's the limit. We can do anything you want when you want it in a decent timeline. And it prices within the United States, anyway, among custom makers, we're still reasonable. Compared to somebody like Randall down in Florida or something like that, where it's a 2, 3, 4, 5 year waiting list for a knife that's the size of your hand and it costs you almost $1,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So to touch on a couple things real quick, we do only have a couple minutes left that we're able to talk. I did want to touch on some things. So you are essentially a blue line distributor for these custom-made knives to the law enforcement and public safety members.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good way to put it, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
We bring you the price that's way cheaper than anybody else, but at a bigger better quality than a lot of folks can provide, because of the fact that we do so much.
No, right on, definitely. I mean, it's... It seems like what you're doing is great, and it looks like you guys are starting to really branch out and start focusing on specific areas that you want to hit and target, military being one of them. I think that to let you get out there amongst the veteran community and active military members to showcase your knives,
retirement gift. I've donated several to retirees and stuff for their retirement gifts. I used a few as presents to platoon sergeants and leadership that I got to work with while I was in the military, and they still have it up on their wall with anything like their bronze stars and stuff. I've seen their knives next to a bronze star, and I mean, y'all know how important to you a bronze star is. Yeah. And like my knife getting to sit right there next to it on the wall is an honor to me. So I mean, guys using these knives, that's the ultimate honor, but just getting them and saying how good they are and giving us reviews and stuff like that, that means a lot too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So for all of you active members, retired members, prior service, now police officers, and you guys enjoy carrying a blade, don't buy shit. You know, buy something that you know you can trust, something that you know is suited and designed specifically for your needs. Reach out to Damascus USA. They will be able to get you taken care of, and they will make sure that it's done appropriately and not in a fast manner to where you know it's not good stuff. Make sure you check them out again at their website, www.damascususa.com. You can also look them up on Facebook and follow them on Instagram as well. Hey, bud, you know, I greatly appreciate you coming on. I think what you're doing is great. I love that you are offering, you know, to provide a discount and or give them the opportunity to donate that percentage to a foundation of their choice and or especially prefer to go to the Strong Point Thunder Ranch. But I do not judge and discriminate. All foundations do a lot of good for these veterans. And they help us out a lot. I'm a part of several different foundations, not just one, although the one does hold pretty close to my heart. But I believe that we are all one team with one dream, and we are working to make everything better in a way of better way of speaking. It's really we're shooting to, you know, save a lot of these guys from, you know, a lot of mental issues, a lot of... you know, tough shit that they've gone through, whether it be combat related or not, you know, everyone goes through shit. So,
for sure. I was talking to Moose earlier, bringing it up. We took a couple of, took a couple of the guys from our deployment out deep sea fishing last weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, you are your support system for each other. I mean, Absolutely. The closest person to you is the guy you stood next to in a firefight, or even if you just stayed in garrison your entire time in the military, there's always that one guy you talk to the most who's out there looking out for you. And that's what we need to do for each other, is look out for each other. And I mean, that trip, as much fun as I'm having making knives for everybody and living the dream, seeing them guys that I haven't seen in 6-7 years because of the deployments and stuff and being in the military, it was one of the best days I've had in a long time. And you should definitely give a call to your buddies out there, because a lot of them aren't having as good a time as you and are going through some things. And absolutely, you never know how that phone call might affect their lifestyle. It might be the call they need to change their mind from doing a irreversible decision. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So for all you guys, there are always places you can go and people you can talk to. If you ever feel like you're alone, stop, because you're not. We're all here. We're all family. Even if we don't know you personally, you know, you feel free. If you feel like you need to discuss something, you want to bitch at us, you want to tell us how bad our show is and how much we suck, make sure you hit us up at our email, safespace@degeneratenews.net. You can also follow us on Facebook as well, and Instagram, all of which you can link up through our website, www.degeneratenews.net. We want to have a special thank you, as always, to the DV Radio community for allowing us to be a part of their fantastic show. And make sure you go on there, take a look at all the good shit they're doing, follow the DV forum, hit up the DV store, where you're able to get all kinds of wicked, awesome, cool gear for you veterans that fucking hate so many things in life. They got stuff dedicated just for you. Make sure you take a look at the DV farm. You know, every dollar helps, so I recommend that if you visit the page, that you should donate at least a dollar just for being a fantastic person. But this is going to conclude our show for the evening. Gentlemen, I appreciate it as always. Richard, thank you for coming on. We'll definitely have you on here in the near future. I definitely want to talk to you once I get my knives and we can kind of do like a little review on it. All you veterans out there, make sure you take a look at his site. I'll have all links posted on my website as well, so you can follow up with that there. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and subscribe on our webpage for updates. But for now, you can all fuck off, go home, do what you need to do, and we will talk to you next week. Have a good one, everybody.
Scouts out, bitches.
Thanks for having me on, brother.
That's right, that's right. You guys take it easy, and we will see you guys later. Have a good evening.
DV Radio.